welcome to Confession of Faith 2021, and this is week 21, and we're looking at the Baptist Faith and Message Article 4, Letter B. Let's pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the great salvation that you have given us, the great and merciful and gracious salvation that you've given us through Jesus Christ. We thank you. We worship you. Ask that you would be in our study this afternoon. In Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, here we go. You know where I like to start. The homepage, bfm.sbc.net, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. Just to show you how easy it is, scroll down. Article 4 takes you right to it. Now, a few weeks ago, we looked at this opening paragraph, salvation in general, gave very simple definitions of these four main aspects of salvation. Salvation in general is being saved from God's judgment against our sin, but then you have regeneration, justification, sanctification, and glorification 2 weeks ago, so that'd be week 19, simple definitions of those. Last week, we looked closer at regeneration. This week, we're looking at justification. Letter B. Okay, I'll read it. Justification is God's gracious and full acquittal. So now when you see that word, you should be thinking of courtroom scene, right? Acquittal. You're on trial for something. You could be sentenced and found guilty, or you could be acquitted and go free. Justification is God's gracious and full acquittal upon principles of his righteousness of all sinners who repent and believe in Christ. Now, this is important upon principles of his righteousness. He does not violate his righteousness in order to forgive sins. That would be ignoring sin. That would be pretending as if sin does not exist. That would be pretending as if my guilt for breaking God's perfect and holy law does not exist. That's not what the gospel is. That's not what justification is. God does not break his law for love. He maintains his law and his righteousness. That's why it says upon principles of his righteousness, and yet also justifies sinners. He acquits them. Well, how does he do that? The cross of Jesus Christ, the sacrificial death of Christ, representing his people, truly one with his people, dying for their sin, truly bearing our sin, bearing our guilt, receiving our judgment. So our sins really are paid for in full. They're not ignored. Justification is God's gracious and full acquittal upon principles of his righteousness of all sinners who repent and believe in Christ. So this is just telling you who it is that receives this blessing of justification. All sinners who repent and believe in Christ. Justification brings the believer unto a relationship of peace and favor with God. So justification there, thought of sort of like a doorway, a spiritual doorway. We come to Christ, we're justified by faith, we enter into a relationship with God. And ultimately, that is the supreme blessing of salvation, a relationship with God that never ends. This is God's grace to us through Jesus Christ. He gives us a way to come into fellowship with him, a relationship that will never end. Justification brings the believer into a relationship of peace and favor with God. Before justification, before we come to Christ, our relationship is one of hostility with God. We're an enemy with God. We are not under his favor. His favor does not rest upon us. Rather, his wrath hovers over us. His wrath rests upon us. We come to Christ. We're united to Christ. Our sins are washed away. We're justified. So let me summarize justification with a simple phrase, and then I'll pray for us, and the time will be yours. I'll give you Romans 3 and Romans 4 as devotional reading for this topic. Romans 3 and all of Romans 4. If you spend time in there, taking your time reading and praying, you will get the doctrine of justification by faith and how it centers on the death of Christ and faith in Christ. It's not based on works. It's based on his work and us being united to him. So again, Romans 3 and 4 for your devotions and prayer time. But justification, an easy way to think about it and to remember it is, it's a declaration that God makes. And if we go back to this word acquittal, sort of a courtroom declaration, it's God as judge making a declaration in his heavenly courtroom. He's declaring the sinner righteous in his eyes by virtue of Jesus Christ. I'll say it again. It's justification is God declaring a sinner righteous in his eyes, in God's eyes, based on or by virtue of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Thank you for your love, your merciful, grand love. And you are most precious to us. I pray that you would strengthen that in our hearts, that we'd love you more deeply, serve you more fervently, long to be with you, Father. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining. I'll see you Sunday for Catechism 2021, and it'll be the 22nd Lord's Day. And I'll see you next Monday for Confession of Faith, week 22. God bless.